Thank you for listening to the official podcast of White Oak Pentecostal Holiness Church, where we cultivate true worshipers in Wilson, North Carolina. For more information on White Oak, visit whiteoakphc.com.
He had a dream. His dream has been fulfilled. We are free with Jesus Christ. We have learned to trust in the Lord. With all of our hearts and all of our souls are free. We are transformed from this world by being disciplined with the words from the Lord. We have been able to join hands with all colored people. We have talked with people. We have prayed together. We have worked together. We have walked together with the love of Christ within us. Of hope, the glory from the Lord made us free. People have risen up and realized with the love of Christ. We are all created equal. God has no respect for people. He loves us all the same. Justice rolled down like a water. That's the ultimate judge up there. Righteousness like a mighty stream. His name is righteousness. We don't water in despair because we have the hope that's eternal in the heavens. We are glory to God. We are overcomers. Christ has come to make us free. When we accept Christ, we are free indeed. How do freedom ring in other bonds? Freedom ring with your voice. Freedom ring with your mind. Freedom ring with your body. Freedom ring with your soul. With all your being, let freedom ring. Trusting in the Lord with all of your hearts and believing you are free by faith and hope through Jesus Christ. So we are free at last. We are free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last. Christ will be the free. Christ is the one that will make us free. Make us a home eternal in the heavens. This one day, this nation right here will be dissolved, but by truth and righteousness, our freedom is with the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I just had to do that right there. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I try to bring us to remembrance, praise God, that what's tomorrow going to be all about, the Martin Luther King thing and how he did all. He came and he talked to everybody. And I want all of us to be together, one accord. And it looks like that's how things did go. But sometimes the way it's going on right now, we're like, well, all that he done, what he was trying to do for us, we have joined together in the schools. We do work together. They married to different races and all that. But sometimes what I'm trying to tell everybody is when we got to trust the Lord, no matter how it looks, we got to trust God. We got to keep praying. We're not praying hard enough. So we pray a little harder because like we do have a president. A lot of people say, that's not my president, but that is your president. We know God sees all things, and God makes no mistake, and God knows how this outcome is going to come. But what God wants his people to do, we got to pray for y'all. All of us sitting around in this room, look at all of us. If all of us just get a prayer and just get one accord, God said, my people, we just pray. God said, we just pray. We got to just pray a little harder because things might not look like all this Martin Luther King want done. It have been done. And we don't want to go back the other way, right? So you know a lot of times they're trying to put all whites in one school, all blacks in one school. But that ain't what he wanted. He wanted them to be together. A lot of times the parents sometimes put them back like they would. But that ain't what he wanted. He wanted all of us to be together. That's like God. God had no respect to person. He don't love a white no more than he love a black one. He love us all. He love all mankind. This body he made like he is, he love us. Christ love us. Praise the Lord. God is good. If y'all will bury me just for a little while, go with me to Daniel. Amen. God is good. The sermon on today is going to be about how we got to trust the Lord. Y'all, we got to trust the Lord. We look at our young generation, and sometimes, like in Sunday school, sometimes younger generation can't tell the sinners from the saints. Because sometimes you a saved person, and you go out to a gathering, like in Sunday school. If you act just like they acting, and when the young children see you, they're like, is they saved or not? You know, we got to know who we are. And no matter what it looked like, and when we get to a different groups of people, sometimes things we want done in our lives, we feel like we got to take down for what we stand for. We don't have to take down for what we stand for. We just got to trust God that no matter what it look like, no matter what we want our outcome going to be, God going to work it out for us. He's going to work it out. We don't have to lower our standards to fit in with the world. We don't have to do that. And God don't want us to do that. Like these boys I'm going to talk about on this morning. How these boys going to stand firm and do what does say the Lord? They're not going to take down for their God. So when we came up to the altar and we gave our life unto the Lord, we're not supposed to back up like we don't know who we are. We's Christ. We're supposed to be Christ-like. Ain't that what we stand for? Amen. Amen. We got to say amen. Like we know who we are. And we've been Christ. Amen. Daniel chapter 1. Amen. I'm going to read a few scriptures to you and just be meditating on these when I'm going through the word. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. With all your heart? Well, I don't know how to do that. That's how some people's mindset might be. But see, we got to know that we know how to do that. That when you're going through and things just seem so hard, how we just can't give up. I know sometimes when we pray, when we're going through, we pray a little harder. We're not going through anything. Like, I ain't praying today. Everything just going good. I don't need him. I don't need God today. I'm good. And when we're going through, hello, I'm going through. Will you pray with me? So then we don't only pray ourselves. We want everybody help us to pray. We can pray for ourselves, right? Pray harder when you're going through. While your faith kick in there. Amen. Amen. Trust in love with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. Commit thy words unto the Lord. Trust also in him and shall bring the past. And we put our trust in God and believe whatever we pray. Just what you pray, believe it. He said he'll bring the past. Now, if you pray and you're not going to believe it, just don't pray about it. But when you pray about your faith, you catch up, you should believe what you're praying for. And when you believe, he said he'll bring the past, no matter what it is. But when you pray, you just got to believe. You hear somebody say, you can't get a prayer through, but you don't pray for me? See, because if you don't believe your own prayer, it's not going to work. We got to believe that it's going to work. Amen. God said, have not I commanded thee to be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid. Afraid of what? Afraid of who? You know what I tell my grandkids and kids? I don't know nobody I'm afraid to talk to. I talk to the president. He's standing right here. It don't matter to me. You know how I feel about people? They're just people just like me. They might got different degrees, but they're just people just like me. We all got the same blood and all that. We're just alike. They're just people. We can't be afraid going through here. We can't be afraid of nothing going through here. Amen. Can't be afraid. Step out. Don't be afraid. Need to be not dismayed. It's so sad. Just dismayed about everything. Where your faith at? Where your faith at? Trust in your God. The God that we do serve. We got to trust God, don't we, y'all? We got to trust him. For the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. No matter where you go, God said, I'm with you. He said, I'll never leave you, nowhere I forsake. I'm right by your side. I'm in you. He said, when you came up to receive salvation, you received Christ. He came into you then. He's never left you. You might leave Christ, but he don't leave you. Going through this life, going through this world, some of that stuff take our attention. But God said, just stay with me. Just stay with me. He's in us. Ain't he in us? Young people, he's in you. Amen. Daniel chapter 1. Big words, y'all. Big words. Say what I say. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, into Jerusalem and besieged it. Amen. So y'all read the whole chapter, Daniel chapter 1. Read all that, y'all. And the word I'm trying to get everybody to understand this morning is, when Jehoiakim, king of Judah, when he came, he took the Nebuchadnezzar, took the vessels of Jehoiakim, king of Judah. And he took the vessel of that God, took it with him. Amen. So the word of God is telling us that a lot of time a king had different people to work under them. And Nebuchadnezzar, praise the Lord, Joachim had a unit. A unit was a man of God doing things for the Lord. Amen. They're kind of holy people. So the unit was told by the king to bring all the children of Judah. So when they went to King of Judah's house, they didn't just come bring back the vessel of gold. They also brought young, good-looking men, praise God, that were strong, had a good body, was smart head, knew how wisdom, understanding, knowledge. So you think about when this king, God allowed this to happen, y'all. When y'all going through things in life, don't put everything on the devil. Do not do that. God allowed this king to overtake this king. Amen? The king of Judah. But what this king Nebuchadnezzar wanted was all the strong, good-looking young men. He wanted to bring them to his house. He wanted, for 3 years, he wanted to give them the food that they was eating, praise God, so they could be like them. And he wanted them to learn their language and learn their ways. But the word of God tells us that God, the men of God, was God's chosen people too, praise God. But they just allowed them to take them. In my mindset, I believe God allowed them to take these men just to see could these men stay and see what these men was going to do. So what the unit told them, said, for 3 years, I'm going to bring y'all to the house of King Nebuchadnezzar. Oh, they were going to eat good. They were going to have meat. They were going to have wine. They were going to have all that good stuff. But these three Hebrew boys, they were Hebrew boys. Amen. They had hard names. Let me go back to it. But what I'm trying to say, these boys were skillful. They was coming. They had good knowledge. They had understanding. And they had the seeds of the king. You know how a king is a man that got a whole lot of concubines and made all the babies they want. So they were the seeds of this king. Amen. So you know, they already had everything good all their life. They had everything good. Amen. But so they went to the house of Nebuchadnezzar. And so when they got there, praise God, he told everybody, praise God, said, I want all these men to eat what I'm eating from the king's table. That should have been a pleasure to them, right? If I can go and sit down and eat from the king's table. But these boys right here said, we're not going to do that. We don't want to eat from the king's table. Amen. So what these boys' name was Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. But when they got to Nebuchadnezzar's house, he gave them new names, didn't he? He gave them Belshazzar, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Everybody in the world know them men's names right there. Don't y'all know them men's names? We done heard this all our lives. But when they told these boys that they want them to eat like that, they said, look, we can't do that. So we're not going to do that. So we got a different God, and we had a different, when you eat the food, we ate different food, and we don't want to defy our bodies. See, they wasn't going to take down, but they tried to make them take down, but they wasn't going to take down. So what Daniel told them, said, I'll tell you what you do. He said, just give us vegetables and water. We don't want to eat meat from the king's table. He said, just give us vegetables and water. They're like, no. Eunice said, I can't do that. He said, I can't not give you what king said. The king going to be mad with me. So he said, just do it anyway. So what they did was gave them vegetables and water. So he said, 10 days. Just do it for 10 days. Give us vegetables and water. So when they gave them vegetables and water for 10 days, these Hebrew boys, after 10 days, they looked good. They were looking fur. They were looking better than the other one. So the man said, you look that good. That's okay. Then I'll give y'all what y'all want. So that's what they did. And then after all them 3 years went by, they were looking good. So after 3 years went by, the king said, call all them men. He questioned them. He talked to them. They had so much wisdom. They had so much understanding. They had so much knowledge. But they didn't increase any. But they said they wasn't going to bow down to the king's table. And they didn't bow down to the king's table. And them boys were looking good. They were smarter. But you know what them boys did? They prayed to their God. They trusted God and they prayed. That's my turn. Tell me going to be trust. We got to trust God, y'all. No matter what it looked like, no matter what we're going through, we can't take down. We can't take down. We got to think about what, just think about what your black pastor went through, Martin Luther King, when he was doing all that for us. Just think about that. Just think about it. Not saying he's no God or nothing like that, but what he wanted all of us to do, we got to trust God. Don't take down. We're not going back. We're not going to go back. We ain't think we're going to go for. Lord, God done blessed so many of you in your lives lately. He done bless you. But so you were trusting God. He said, keep trusting me. Just don't do a lot of worldly things, but just keep trusting God. See, God's going to take you through. Amen. They were just so smart. And then another one I'm going to tell you about was Nebuchadnezzar, praise God. He was just so high and mighty, was he? Nebuchadnezzar was so rich and so high, and so he was just powerful. But in chapter 2, he was just so powerful. That's a big, long chapter. I'm not going to go into all that because that's a whole lot of reading. But y'all understand the story. How Nebuchadnezzar had these dreams, praise God. They had these 3 Hebrew, 4 Hebrew boys pray God to interpret the dream, and they could do that. But so how these boys interpret all those dreams, y'all? Not just somebody. He want them boys doing that. But they told the king, it ain't that us doing it, king. It's God in us. God is telling us what to tell you. Amen. So that's not a lot of time. God tell a lot of us to tell something, to tell somebody to do something. You got to know whether it's from God or not. You got to know that you know, right? So if somebody tell you something good, don't you know that's of God? Amen. But in chapter 3, Nebuchadnezzar, praise God, he got so high and mighty. I'm high and mighty. So he made a real big statue. An image of a God that he wanted people to serve. So Nebuchadnezzar made a big statue of a God that he wanted people to serve, didn't he? So when he made this statue, praise God, he wanted everybody to serve this statue. And the same boys, these same four boys right here, they was not going to take down from their God no matter what was going on. They said, we're not going to bow down to that God. That's what they did. But they weren't supposed to bow down. They said, when you had a statue, your heart, all kinds of music, no matter what kind of misery, you're supposed to bow down. And so, you know, somebody always watching you. So somebody went by the window and saw them not bowing down at the time of day when the thing was going off. So you know what they did? They went and told the king, well, them Hebrew boys, they not bowing down. But the king did love those Hebrew boys. He fell in love with them. He liked them a whole lot. But no matter how much he liked them, they got to do what the king said. The king is just the king. So he said, bring me those four boys here. Three. Daniel, he kind of loved Daniel a little more than he did the other three. But say, bring them three Hebrew boys right there. So when they brought them three Hebrew boys to the king, he said, they told me, paraphrase, y'all not bowing down when y'all hear the sound of music. They said, no, we're not going to do that. Paraphrasing. So they said, play the music. So when they played the music, paraphrasing all this, they didn't bow down in front of the king. He, the king, made it through his heart, make a 7 times harder than he is right now. That's what he told them to do. So when they made a friend just so hard, the king would determine, you're not going to bow down to the image that I made. My God, you're going in the furnace. So when they made it just so hard, even the men that were standing around going to throw them in just so hard, they got burnt out trying to throw them in. But they throw them in. So when they was in, you know when they went in, don't y'all know them boys are praying to their God? See, Nebuchadnezzar, he didn't know who they were. He really didn't know their God, did he? So they were praying to their God. And somebody said, King, I look like I see four people in that furnace. Four, we didn't throw them, but three. I see somebody that's in there with them. So y'all guess what the king did then? Open that furnace door. And when they opened that furnace door, guess, come on out. Y'all come on out there. Y'all boys come on out. Amen. But when those boys came out of the furnace, y'all, they didn't smell like smoke. Their clothes will not burn up. Didn't want nothing wrong with those boys. But you know what? Those boys were strong. Those boys were trusting God because what them boys said that God going to deliver us out of the furnace. They told to the king. But they said, if God don't deliver us out of this furnace, he can. He can do it. He did do it. And them boys kept the faith. And they kept trusting in their God because they knew that God was an awesome God. They knew that God would deliver them. That's how we're going through here, y'all. A lot of times we go through some things. Things might get mighty hard sometimes. It might get mighty tough, but we can't take down. Well, that's why they said read the Word of God. When I was trying to read y'all just a little bit of scriptures a while ago, what did the Word of God say about it? What did the Word of God say? The Lord is nigh unto them all that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. When we read God's word, that's why they said, read God's word. Hide God's word within your heart that you might not sin against God. Amen. Read the word of God, and that's going to be your scripture for that. Read it. You can't tell nothing about no scripture. You don't read no scripture. You see me reading the word on a paper? Read and write it. I mean, you can't remember every scripture in the Bible. I try to remember every one, but you can't remember a lot of them. If you can't remember them, write them down. Just read them. Amen. Praise the Lord. God said he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. We're not going through here. Our sisters said today we're going through. What were they home? They were home reading the word of God and studying. So when we go on through, what do we do? The young and the restless. I'm just saying. I'm talking about people in general. Price and Wright. Steve Harvey. That's what people do. Watch TV. Instead of picking up a Bible sometimes, reading the Word of God, what do we do? Just what do we do? You can't have a strong faith if you never read the Word of God. It's in the Word. It's in the book. Everything's in the book. 66 books of the Bible. Everything you need is in that book. Amen. I'm almost through, y'all. Because I give you too much, you're not going to hold it. Ain't God good? And the last thing I want to throw out before we leave, God is just so good to me. God is good, y'all. You got to understand, when Joseph was a young boy, and now how all his brothers just got so jealous, didn't they? How they got jealous? Didn't they get jealous? And how they got jealous, we know the whole story, how they put a little blood on his little pretty coat. He had a little pretty coat on. Yes, he did. And his brother got a little jealous because they didn't have a coat. That's what it was, jealousy crept in. Do you know your brother and sister could be jealous of you? Your own brother and your own sister jealous of one another. You got the same mama and daddy. You can't believe that, can you? But it happens. And Joseph had a little pretty coat, didn't he, y'all? Then they kind of throwed him in the pit down there and put blood on his little coat, took his coat back to his daddy and said, oh, then he dead. But you know, even when Joseph was a young boy, God knew. I'm just saying, he trusted God, but God knew what was going to happen to Joseph, didn't he? So when y'all going through here, God knows what's going to happen to us from the day we're born to the day we die. God already knows. So when y'all going through it, do some good things while you're going through. When a good thought coming for your mind, you know that's from God. All good things coming from your mind, that's from God. God put different stuff in our heart, mind, and soul about the good things we want to do. That's from God. That's not other devil. That's from God. So when God put this different stuff in you, praise God, just get to work and just do it. Just do the work. Just do the work. I remember when Joseph went on to the king's house. He went in the king's house. What happened to him, y'all? He didn't take down, did he? He didn't do blah, blah, blah. He didn't take down. So even the king's wife tried to make him be with her. Didn't work, did it, y'all? He said, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to mess it with what his God had had in him. So you got to have the Spirit of God in you. When you got the Spirit of God in you, a lot of bad stuff you just won't do. Nobody can make you do it. There's anything in your heart, mind, soul to do it. You'll do the right thing. Trust God. Get your heart out of all situations. God got him out of that situation, did he? He might got thrown down in there, but didn't he come up out of it? You know why? Because God had his hands on him. God got his hands on all of us. This whole church family, I believe, is destined for greatness. It's in you. It's in you. I won't ever forget that. Sometimes I text him, I was young one during the day, you're destined for greatness. I try to remind it to him. The ones that's not around us, they are destined for greatness. Even when you leave White Oak, don't get up here to different school, different things, and forget where you came from. Send them a text, y'all. Talk to them. Send them texts. Let them know we love them. They are destined for greatness. And how we got to keep trusting the Lord. And how we got to help one another. Help the young ones come behind us. Won't you think you already have arisen to a certain level? Bless the Lord and help somebody behind you. Tell them what to do and what not to do. Amen. Praise my strength in the Lord. Amen. God is good. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Once again, all of us here at White Oak, thank you for listening. God bless.